Blog Talk Radio.
There are locks on the door, chain stretched across all the entries to the inside. There's a gate and a fence, bars to protect from only God knows what lurks outside. Who stole your heart, left you with the space no one and nothing can fill? Who stole your heart, who took it away, knowing that without it you can't live? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the key? Who stole your heart? The smile from your face, the innocence, the light from your eyes. Who stole your heart? Or did you give it away? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the key? Our sentiment is gone. Now you have no trust in no one. Who stole your heart? Did you know but forget method and moment in time? Was it a trickster using mirrors and sleight of hand? A strong elixir or a potion that you drank? Hurt your heart, bruise it in a place no one and nothing can heal. You've gone to wizards, princes, and magic men. You've gone to witches, good, the bad, the indifferent. But still our sentiment is gone. But still you have no trust in no one. Can tear down the walls, throw your armor away, remove all roadblocks, barricades. You can forget there are bandits, dragons to slay. Don't forget that you defend an empty space. And remember the tin man found he had what he thought he lacked. Remember the tin man, go find your heart and take it back. Who stole your heart? Maybe no one can say. One day you will find it, I pray.
Well, well, have finally got a chance to sit down and tell y'all children the real truth about y'all African religion and the oracles that speak to some folk, they think. But today you're going to get the real secret. Sit down, children. Have a seat in Harris Auditorium. All of y'all all over the nation, wherever you are, take a seat and be quiet. It's going to be a long time now for me to explain to you about your heritage and about your oracles that speak to us spiritual people. Some of y'all have never been able to be in the presence of this conversation. Had has been channeled here today to tell you about your African tradition and to tell you about the oracles and the divination. Why is it necessary to have rituals for Africans? Well, all religion came up out of Africa. Did y'all didn't know that? We ain't been able to practice our religion for a long time. I want to tell you, because I don't want to die with it bundled up inside of me. I done went and left here once, and now I'm coming back as a spirit. I want to put it out there for all y'all young people who don't know nothing about the spirit, who don't know nothing about Yoruba. Yoruba was our religion. And Yoruba has a long host of stories with those 16 old dudes and those Orisha. I'm about to tell you, hold up. Don't nobody start talking about Obatala, Shango, Yaminye. We're going to talk about all those folks today. But I want you to listen and hear me well, because this here be the story of how Oromola and Oladunamore created these folks to come here to Earth. I'm fixing to tell you, hold up now. Don't rush an old lady, because, see, I got much to tell you, and I don't want to be rushed when I tell you. Take a seat. Now, I said we were going to give you the oracle readings so you'll have a foundation. I was channeled here today for this one-woman show. For those of you who got ears, why don't y'all listen? Because, see, here had then come back here so many times teaching y'all so much. Now, I want to teach you about Ifa divination poetry. Say that with me. Ifa, Ifa, Oromola is who is the god. Akabialan is the god of all the nation, and Akabialan is the name for God, and Oladulamare is the name for the African god. And when I say Orishas, that is the 16 Orishas that are the essence of God. They are not polytheistic people that we worship. They are the essence and representation of God. Like God is the essence of light. God is the essence of joy. These are all essence of God. Now, if you listen real good, you'll probably learn something today. I don't want it that with this material shed up inside of me. I can't even teach it to my other children, my God children, because you know I didn't have no children. But I can't even tell them about it. They just think it's just overwhelming. So if I put it in the form of a story or a poem, maybe you can understand it. So I'm going to break it down to you sort of like that. When I break it down, you understand what had trying to say you. Now, that the Omega, that her name, Omi Inca 7, Zanu, she related to, she met a Horchi Zanu. He was the chief of this here Yoruba teaching. He gave her all the knowledge, too. You can press her brain because she could tell you something too, but she asked me to come here today. Are y'all ready for me? Oh, y'all that's ready, raise your hand in the back. You call this phone number too. What that phone number is? Oh, man, what's that phone number? Let's see here, that phone number that you got to call in on. That phone number is 646-478-0270. Call in now because you got to get your questions together because you're going to have questions after I finish talking to you. I'm going to get in the spirit if y'all don't mind. I'm going to call on the ancestors. I'm calling on Nina Simone to be present here with me today. I'm calling on Dr. Carruthers to be present with me here today. I'm calling on Dr. Martin Luther King, and I'm calling on the spirit of Harriet, myself, to be with me as I tell you this story. Now, if you're situated, just sit there and take your finger and touch your thumb to your pointer finger and hold on because you're about to go into another dimension. And Harriet needs to do this to you because she needs to keep you in a trance. That's where I got to go, in a trance, to tell you this story. Now, remember, I'm teaching you about the divination of poetry. Where did it all come from? Why was it left back here for us? And what is that tool good for? You know our earth is in turmoil today. You know that every major metropolitan area has got police brutality and people fighting with the police, tearing up their own community right there in Milwaukee where they had all these things going on right now, right in the midst of us. The world and the earth is in a turmoil. It's time to give y'all this message. You need it so that you can survive for the end time. And all those that say that they're oracle readers and that they're spiritualists, you ought to be giving this information out to these brothers and sisters so they can take it home and mount it on the wall, put it in their prayer room, and begin to use this oracle reading. I'm going to read you the history of where it came from so you understand. Then I'm going to teach you a little something about how to cast divination. This is the oracle room, isn't it? Isn't this oracle reading by Omi Inca 7? And we're supposed to be teaching on oracles. I'm not out of order. Am I out of order, y'all? Am I out of order, people? If I am, just put me back in my place. But somebody call me here. I will channel here today. Eva divination poetry. Well, one day I've been rolled up. Is a translator of this here information I'm about to give you. Most people won't tell you about it because they don't want you to know. They keep it a secret. This is a hidden information. It's like Armin Ra's, a hidden one. It's coming forth now, and you have it for yourself, and you'll be able to teach it to your children. Now listen good and hear me good. Ifa is an important system of divination. Y'all already know that. It was found in many cultures of West Africa. In Yorubaland is where they tell me they found it. Ifa is a major divinity. This fascinating system of divination has been closely identified with the Yoruba history and the mythology religion and folk medicine. How many of y'all use folk medicine? How many of y'all know that this is the part I've been telling you about the mother with, knowing what to do and be the doctor? You can hear yourself. The Yoruba regard Ifa as the repository of their belief and the moral value and the Ifa divination system and the extensive poetic chant. You're going to have to learn how to chant that's associated with it and used by the Yoruba people to validate important aspects of their culture. Didn't you know you had a culture? You don't have a heritage, you have a culture. Ifa divination is therefore performed by the Yoruba during all their important rites of passage. Just like when the boys come into manhood, there's a rites of passage, and the girls go into a rites of passage. Important rites of passage such as the naming ceremony, the marriage ceremony, the funeral rites, and the installation of kings. Don't you know everybody y'all bury and send out here? There's a formality for the rites of delivering them back to the underworld. There is a formality for also for when you get ready to do your funerals and the installation of kings. You say, who's the king? Well, hell, I thought all y'all men were kings. Don't y'all know y'all kings? You have an installation to go through. And don't know African person. Don't none of y'all let these young boys out of here until y'all do the formation, the installation of introducing them into their kingdom. Every young man needs to have a name that represents a king. In tradition, Yoruba society, the authority of Ifa permeates every aspect of life because Yoruba regards Ifa as the voice of the divinities and the wisdom of the ancestors. Did you hear me? They're the voices, so you have to be listening. I'm one of those voices, did not you know that? This work presents 64 poems that I'm about to tell you about of Ifa from the major 16 Odu category of Ifa literary corpuses. The work is in two parts, ladies and gentlemen. The first part is the introduction, which covers the mythology of Ifa, his instrument of divination, and the training of Ifa priests, the process of Ifa divination, and evaluation of position, this divinity, and his elaborate system of divination among the Yoruba people. The introduction also deals with the significance of Odu. Say that for me, Odu. As the most important point of reference within the whole corpus, the last section of the introduction presents a structural, stylistic, and thematic analysis of Ifa divination poetry. The second part of the work is a presentation of textual material, a total 64 poems in all of Ifa are presented both in the Yoruba original version and an English translation. Four poems are presented from each of the major 16 Odus. Now, let me stop and tell you what those Odus are, because you're going to be wondering, what in the world is Tad talking about? The 16 Odus and their order of appearance, and here they are. They doubled each demi-do. One obtained the order of induration of the 16 Odu. You got Odi, Orori, Okeru, Gabi, Okurum, Abare, Ororin, Orosun, Otupon, Ika, Osa, Ogorumda, Ufun, Ose, Irete, Atara. Those are the 16 Odus that are doubled. The second part of the work is a presentation, like I said, of textual material. A total 14 poems of Ifa are present in both of their Yoruba original versions. In English translation, like I said, four poems are presented for each of the major Odus. Each poem in English version is provided with a title, which sums up its subject matter. The English translation is also accompanied with adequate notes and design. So you need to know that there. You need to know that. To elucidate cultural and linguistic details not covered by translated text. Well, they tell me that to meet the needs of the general reader, as well as the specialist, you want to inform people about the richness of African oral poetry. That's what this is, oral poetry. The readers will see for themselves when they start reading on their own that in Yoruba, they have attempted to use a poetic genre as a vehicle for the preservation and development of their culture. The Ifa system of divination is fantastic corpus of poetic chants, chanting things like, Odu, 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 Odu. Chanting is a very important purpose. Corpus of poetic chants show clearly the entity of non-literary people to develop, preserve, and disseminate the ingredients of their own culture, even without knowing the art of writing. That's right. We didn't even have to know how to write. This was an oral concept. We passed it on through oral communication. That's why when they kept us from writing, it didn't matter. We had an oral communication, and we were able to keep it alive. Now, there's some acknowledgement. All the 16 old dudes, all the 16 folk poems presented in this work were collected from Oye Dele Osola, Obisin Kompon, West Nigeria. That's where he came from. The poems were collected at a variety of times between the years of 1953 and 1970. I was born in the 1800s. Some of the tape recordings of Odele chants are deposited in the University of Lagos Library. You can go find that there if you want to read on this subject. Lagos in Nigeria is where it be. But the bulk of the extensive material collected from this renowned Ifa priest are in the keepings of Odele and widely known in Oye area for his wonderful, wonderful memory and his rich chanting voice. He also practices as a physician. I've been told he was a doctor. He be the doctor in the house. I am grateful myself to be able to chant this information to you. Odele is grateful, too, for all that they learned from him during that last 10 years. I was there, too. I already knew this stuff. It was in my spirit because I be a spiritualist. I'm also grateful to the following Ifa priests who have helped with the interpretation of parts of the material collected from Odele and from whom I also made recordings from Ifa material. She had been around for a long time. All this stuff, she didn't make up. It was in her spirit. And that's where I get this your mother was from. I'm highly favored. And it says here, I'm highly indebted to my late father, Chief Aben Bola Oroku, the late Aspen Chief of Hunters. Oye, from whom as a child, as he said, he first learned about Ifa divination, and whom was his pillar support and fountain of inspiration throughout the years of his research. Ifa divination was what he studied. Chief Aben Bola, a renowned Ifa priest, hunted urbanist, and veteran of the First World War, died in November 1971. He made his transition. He said, I am also grateful to the Institute of African Studies, University of Ibadan, when I started my research into Ifa between 1963 and 1965. He said he equally is grateful to the School of African and Asian Studies, University of Lagos, in the West African Linguistic Society for the provision of funds, which gave him the ability to collect parts of the material covered by the work. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that Harry has been a spiritualist and been a part of Yoruba for a long, long time. Finally, I must express my appreciation, he said, to my mother, Iwole, who helped with the interpretation of difficult words and on whom I always relied for verification of many of the aspects of Yoruba culture. Now, let me slow down here and break it down for you. He breaks this subject down into several categories. He said Ifa divination system is broken down into the mythology of Ifa, the parasympathala of Ifa divination, the process of Ifa divination, the training of Ifa priests, the place of Ifa Yoruba traditional religion, the structure of Isun Ifa, aspects of style in Ifa, Isun Ifa, the content of Isun Ifa. Then he breaks it down into the principle of 16 categories of Ifa divination poetry. Eji Ogobi, Iroke Meji, Irori Medi Obi Irisu Medi Iwonde Medi Obari Medi Okorun Medi Ogunde Medi Osare Medi Oka Medi Otoropon Medi. Now those are the 16 Odun that he has broken down for you. Now I like to get into the story part of it. That's what I'm most familiar with. The introduction of the Ifa divination system, now hear me good, the mythology of Ifa. According to Ifa, otherwise known as Olum, Olumila was one of the 401 divinities who came from Olum, which is heaven. Oye, which is the earth, Oludulamare, the Yoruba highest god, charged each one of these divinities with a particular function to be performed on earth. For example, Ogun was put in charge of all related to the war and hunting and the use of iron and implementation, while Odusala was charged with the responsibility for mounting human beings with clay, meaning creating their bodies. Ishu was the universal policeman and the keeper of the Eshe, Ashe, and the divine power with which Oludulamare created the universe and maintained its physical laws. Ifa was put in charge of divination because of his great wisdom, which he acquired as a result of his presence by the side of Oludulamare. When the latter created the universe, Ifa therefore knew all the hidden secrets of the universe. Hence, his praised name was Akare Obum, the small one whose mind is full of wisdom. The Yoruba believed that the 401 divinities mentioned above descended from the skies into the cities of Ifa. At that time, it was located in Africa. That time there were no creatures of any kind on earth, and the divinities were therefore the first inhabitants of the earth. And Ifa was the first place on earth inhabited by human species. When the divinities arrived on earth, they found that planets completely covered up with water. But before they left Orum, Oludulamare gave them a basket full of calabash full of sand, and a hen with five fingers, and a chameleon. Before the divinities landed, they sent the hens down to Ifa with a partial of sand. The hen scattered the earth, and solid earth appeared. The chameleon then walked on it to find out if it was solid. The divinities then descended upon the solid earth at that time, and they knew it was solid. Excuse me. And pitched their camps in different parts of Ifa. The hen and the chameleon thus became the first creatures to live upon the primordial, mortal tent, earth. And the divinities were the first beings to live upon the solid land. After the arrival of the divinities, human population developed at Ifa in two different ways. The divinities married among themselves. There were males as well as female divinities, and gave birth to a lineage of men who later became the divinity ruler of the Yoruba. Furthermore, Oludulamare, with the help of Osoloa, created the human being proper, who became the subjects over whom the divinities and their descendants ruled. Out of the descendants of the divinities and the children of Oludulamare became the most important popularity, and they eventually formed the bulk of the ruling dynasty of the most powerful Yoruba kingdom ever. The accumulating point in the power of these divinities' rule has achieved in the imperial organization of the Oye Imperia, and Ifa Orumala settled in a place known as Okeila. He lived there for many years At first he was childless, but later he had 8 male children. He later left Ephah for Odu when he spent the remainder of his life. Hence the saying, Odu and Mola, Ephah, Odu, E, home of Ephah. While on earth, Orumala employed his timeless wisdom to organize human societies. On the older basis, he was taught his discipline and secrets of divination. But like the other divinities, Orumala returned to Orum after he had accomplished his task on earth. He returned to Orum however, caused by a quarrel which occurred between one of his children, Oluwu, his last born son. The details of that quarrel became known, and between the father and the son are given in Orori Meji. According to the story in Orori Meji, which is in Odu, one day Orumala invited his 8 children to celebrate an important festival with him, you know. As each one of them arrived, they bowed down and saluted their father with the words of Obore, Oboye, Obore, Oboru, Oboye, Abose. May the sacrifice be accepted and blessed as a sign of respect and obedience to him. This is what his other children did. But when it came to the turn of Oluro, he stood still and said nothing. Dialogue then ceased between the father and son, during which Orumala ordered Oluru to give the salute. Give the salute, son. You give the salute. The salute already given by his brothers, but Oluru refused to give the salute, pointing out that he was a crowned head like his father. He was degrading himself for him to bow down in front of his father. When Orumala heard this, he became annoyed and he decided to return. Immediately after his departure, Orumala left the earth and throne and went somewhere else, and the whole earth became in chaos and confusion. The cycle of fertility and regeneration, both in nature and in human being, collapsed. Human society moved dangerously close to anarchy and disorder as everyone was faced with imminent destruction. The state of confusion and uncertainty on earth after this departure of Orumala, he depicted the following poem. Pregnant women could not deliver their babies. Barren women remained barren. Small rivers were covered with fallen leaves. Semen dried up in men's testicles. Women no longer saw their menstruation. Ham formed small but undeveloped tubulars. Corn grew small but unripened ears. Scattered drops of rain fell down. Chicken attempts to eat them up. Well-sharpened razors were placed on the floor, and goats attempted to devour them. When the earth no longer had peace, it was decided that the children of Orumala should go to Orum and persuade their father to return. According to the 8 children of Orumala, they went to Orum, where they met with their father at the foot of the much-climbed palm tree, which branches were there and here, and had 16 hut-like heads. They tried to persuade their father to return to earth, but he refused. Instead, he gave this one of them the 16 palm nuts and said, Bide bele, bide boloni, bide moni, bide de dele, bide de fale. When you reach home, if you want to have money, that is the person you should consult. When you reach home, if you want to have wives, that is the person you should consult. When you reach home, if you want to have children, that is the person you should consult. Any good thing you wish to have on earth, that is the person you should consult. When the children of Orumala returned to the earth, they started to use their 16 palm nuts as an instrument of divination, like you should do. To find out the wisdom of the 16 divination, Orumala replaced himself here on earth with the 16 palm nuts known as Ikin, and from that time, those 16 sacred palm nuts became the most important instrument of Ifa divination. Ikin's, the sacred 16 palm nuts. Ikin is regarded as the most ancient and most important instrument of divination. Buy yourself some Ikin, 16 of them. They have a mouth. It consisted of 16 palm nuts taken from a special palm tree known as Opele, Ifa. Ifa palm tree. Each fruit of this palm tree has four eyelets on each thick bottom edge. The Yoruba believe that this type of palm tree nut is sacred, so Ifa and others should not be used for making palm oil. The 16 sacred palm nuts are kept in a lid in a decorating Ifa bowl, which is made of metal or wood. This bowl is kept in a corner of a room inside the house where the Ifa priest lives. Prayers and sacrifices are made to it in that location. Can be regarded as the Ifa shrine of the particular priest. The sacred palm nuts are hardly ever removed from the locations except for washing or purification when it is performed occasion, both in cleansing, if dirty, and reinforce the divinity potency. But when the Ifa priest dies, the Ikins can be removed from its resting place and transferred to a relation to the deceased. The transferring of the involvement in the offering of the sacred and another purification ceremony. Some people refer to burial to the sacred palm nuts with the dead to free themselves from the performing his rather elaborate and costly obligation. The sacred palm nuts are employed for divination for rare and important occasions such as public divination of high ritualistic significance, like the divination of performance when installing a new king. The Ifa priest also uses the sacred palm nuts when he is consulting Ifa on behalf of himself or very close members of his family. Whenever he employs the sacred palm nuts for divination, the Ifa priest must use them alongside with the sacred powder of divination as described below. The sacred powder of divination is kept beside a carving Ifa tray and a place in front of the diviner who keeps the 16 palm nuts inside one in his palm and tries to take them all at a single scoop with his hand, one vertical mark. And he makes one vertical mark on the powder of divination and another to write the divination. Now, this is what a priest will do and not yourself. The Ifa priest must make sure mark four times on the eighth and four times on the left. And the results will give him the signature of the Odu, which is what I gave you, the 16 Odu, the category of the Ifa literary corpus. If, for example, he makes one mark four times on one right and four marks on the other side, the signature is that of Eji Abore, whose patterns will appear on the mark. Now, let me stop to say something to you. Now, here I gave you the information to let you know. This was all planned through Mother Nature, all of it. The Ikings having a mouth to speak, giving us our divination, our Odu, all of these things I will teach you more of in due time. And as I give you a reading for today, the reading for today and looking at what our families have turned to, we are in a disarray because we have not turned to our ancestors and to our gods to find ritualistic tools that will help us do our reading so we best know what to do for today's time. It is time for all Africans to search within their Akashic records, to learn about the chanting, to learn about the Ikings, to learn about there's a proper way to put your family members away when they make their transition. There's a proper way to bring queens and kings into being in their rites of passage, and there's a proper way to have ordinance of naming ceremonies and bringing babies into existence. You must know all these rituals. You must take the time to learn them. You must continue on the path with oracles, reading, where you will find more understanding of how to read the oracle. There are many mediums that you can read through. The I Chings are just one, and there are many ways that you can throw the Ileke Kings and throw them and read them as well. I don't have very much time to tell you all these great things, but I do know if you continue to come into Omen's room, you will learn many and great things. I've just been channeling here for you today. I hope you understand a little bit more about divination, why it's necessary for divination, and all the hidden secrets that's been kept from you. Why must the secrets be kept from you? Why must they keep this information to themselves? We are all priests and priestesses. We all have to understand our families must have a way of divining to find directions for our lives. That's the only way. Ifa will mend our broken world. Our world is broken now. It's broken in so many places, in the police department, in the judicial system, in the black communities, in the white community. We must mend our system back with Ifa. Ifa is the only way, the only solution. It